This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, I can't keep up with everything happening today. You know, I get stuck in a way of doing something, and I don't want to change it. But the Angela Merkel. was in town today. I guess that's creating a stir, and it's covering some of the other issues that were going on. Like Donna Brazile today, finally. Is that her name? Brazile? Yeah, she finally admitted to the fact that, guess what? She did. She did give the questions. Well, actually, Brazil admits to that she forwarded town hall questions to the Clinton camp. Right? Former interim Democrat National Committee Chair Donna Brazile admitted Friday that she forwarded the Democrat primary town hall questions to members of Hillary Clinton's camp. Why can't they find the truth? What is wrong with these people? Well, she just found the truth? Yeah. In an essay for the Time published Friday called Russia, the DNC narrative played out exactly as they hoped. The Democratic strategist said that she had, in fact, passed on topics despite lying about them earlier. I mean, I should rewrite this thing the right way. Despite saying that she had not done it earlier. I mean, this is that whole camp with Harry Reid, right? Remember when he was asked whether he told the truth about Romney? And he knew he didn't. And when he was asked to, like, you know, did that bother you? Why would you do that? What do you think? He goes, hey, didn't become president, did he? Bless you. And the 60s literature said, bless you. Anyway, so, you know, you think about it. Right? Again, lying is okay. It's not a big deal. It just frustrates me to no end, because when Trump is always lying, even before they have proof of anything, he's always lying. But when you hold up the papers to show one of theirs is lying, they can't be bothered. It's just nuts. And when you have, you know, people on the far left like that, just nuts. Yeah. We got them too. I got it. But not to this degree. Planned Parenthood. You know, they're all about women's reproductive health, except when that they're not about women's reproductive health. Just ask their president.
Well, we're really proud of Planned Parenthood to provide women all of their reproductive health care, and we always will.
From a Planned Parenthood...
What would happen, Ramona, at your facility when a woman would call or come in?
Now, she was a prior... I don't know what they call them. I mean, she was a manager of one of the Planned Parenthood facilities. And here's what really happens at Planned Parenthood.
And who was pregnant, who was looking for pregnancy-related services.
There was nothing to offer these women. many times I felt that I couldn't help in the way that I wanted to help. For example, prenatal care. There was no prenatal care.
No, because the idea is to stop the needle, for lack of a better term.
There was nothing that we could offer women who were pregnant. There was nothing that we could offer for women seeking fertility treatments or trying to who were trying to conceive. Again, that's the idea. You go in with the perception that Planned Parenthood is there to help women in any situation, not just when they're wanting an abortion. You think gynecological services. You think affordable, you know, health care for low-income women, non-insured women.
Nothing.
So I really went in believing we're just like a gynecologist. Then you realize as time goes by that you're not.
As a manager of the facility and going in with that kind of thought of, oh, I can help women with these health needs, how did that make you feel when you would have to say to these different women, no, I can't help with that?
Mm-hmm. I think disillusioned is the perfect word. I've always had this really strong desire.
Yeah, but what about the women calling? Don't you think they should speak up at some point in time and go, hey, well, you know what? They don't provide these services. They're lying.
To help people who are struggling. And that's really the mantra of Planned Parenthood, isn't it? You know, to help women and to provide these services for women. And where are they going to go if Planned Parenthood doesn't exist, right? And so as you're going through your day-to-day routine and realizing that these women are encountering real problems that really you can't help because everything is limited to contraception and abortion.
Did you get calls from people seeking services related to pregnancy, like prenatal care, and what would you tell them?
I want you guys to hear out of their mouth. It's not Joe's mouth. It's not some crazy guest. I want you to hear. And this is the first time. There's plenty of these out there. But I figured I'd start off the show with something gross.
We would have women that, even women that would come in and they'd have, say, a breast lump. Well, there was nothing we could do about that. We'd have to refer them out. Or an abnormal pap smear, or, you know, anything like that. We didn't do mammograms. You know, there was the whole mammogram flap where, you know, Cecile Richards was saying, you know, thousands of women are going to lose their access to mammograms. Well, there's not a Planned Parenthood in the country that's ever done a mammogram. But that's just one example of something that they...
But yes, they did. They said they did. Right? Isn't that what we always hear? We hear it from people who stick up for them on a regular basis. This is why you lose. Please tell the truth. It's the only way you... Well, I shouldn't tell you that. First of all, most of you can't find it. Secondly, you might win if you tell the truth. I don't want you to do that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Our buddy Zander Gibb joins us after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let's just get him on, because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and we take on the issues of the day, because he's so much smarter than I am. I really like to just jump right into it. Xander, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, sir.
And I heard you say you're a little chilly where you're at, huh?
Cold is not the word, and I just can't kick this Irish accent. I don't know why.
The I was telling you it was in the mid-80s here today and reminding you that we are now more of a free country than we were before, so you could feel free to move in any direction you want to. You know what I'm saying? What's that?
I'm leaving. I'm going.
Yeah, you're crazy to stay there anyhow. Well, listen, so I know you just your show just wrapped up a little while ago, right?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so tell people where they can hear you, and then what was the topic of the day for you? Let's start off there.
ZandraGift.com. The show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Topic of the day. We actually talked about how the left had twisted the ideology that Big Bad Donald was going to get rid of the Meals on Wheels service when, in fact, the budget proposal only talks about taking away 3% of that budget, the 3% that they contribute to it. So, bye-bye, loony left again.
Well, you know what? They've been doing this show. You talk about fake news. This is what they're putting out there on a regular basis. They're throwing so much at him that they're hoping that some of it sticks, or they're hoping that some of it brings his numbers down. And I think they're going to overplay it just like they did before, don't you?
Yes, I do, and I hope so. But I do think that Mr. Trump is going to have to get a little bit tough with some people, like Snoop Dogg and his nephew. I mean, how dare these people say the things that they've said, because if as a white guy, when Obama was president, I'd have done these things. I would be talking to you from a jail cell right now.
Yeah, no kidding, right? No, you're dead right on that one. So, all right, so, you know, this budget, I hear everybody talking about how bad it is and how many services are going to cut, and we can't give up this or we can't give up that. And I was thinking, you know, all these people come into a room, and nobody's budget, if you ask me to put a budget together for what I need, I'm not going to give anything up. I'm not going to want to anyhow. And they've been living so high and fat off the hog for so long. And please forgive me, my fat friends, including myself. They've been living so fat off the hog for so long, they don't want to give up anything. That's his real fight, isn't it? I mean, his real fight is that these departments that have been just have had too much money for too long.
And I'm not sure it's the government's job to be feeding people. In the UK, they had an amazing brainstorm in the late 80s and early 90s that they wanted to get everybody off of state benefits. And they started schemes to help people back into work. And the sad truth was it revealed that a lot of people just really didn't want to work. So why should fat Americans, again, you know, no disrespect, and I'm talking about myself too, but I work, so I'm not included in this, live off the taxpayer's dollar forever?
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. There's no reason for it. But I think that's the problem we're going to have, though. People are so dependent on government. People are so dependent on them being able to have that government check to feed their kids or put gas in their car or whatever it is they're going to do. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's going to be problematic. And he's going to – see, he's the guy that will stand strong. He's the guy that could probably make a difference here because he's just not going to care about the screaming that goes on from the left, right?
No, he's definitely kind of a bring it kind of guy, and good for him, because I think that otherwise he would be the shrinking violet that Obama was. You know, can I talk about
Oblamo?
Yeah, president. Yeah.
Although I tell people, listen, here's how you have to do this, though, Xander. If you're going to talk about him, I want people to feel good. I don't want them to get all depressed if we talk about him too much. So when you talk about him, make sure you say ex-President Obama. It just puts your mind in a different place. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even say that. I say Barry, and apparently that's racist now, too.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Anyhow, hey, you got that link that I sent you for that one story about the... apparently they've been listening to you and your show, and they've included a glossary that includes gender unicorns, right? So
good.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of not being included. I really am.
So they haven't, but here's the thing that I found really, we did a story the other night, and you know how I always say to you, I want to be respectful of people. I want, you know, if they've got a certain way they want to be called by or referred to or that kind of thing, I'm all right with that kind of stuff as long as I get it, as long as I understand it. So I'm reading an article the other day, and it said that we could no longer use the word homosexual, okay, because that was a derogatory term, and I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. And even gay, depending on how you use it, is condescending. And I'm going, all right, I'm done.
That's right.
What do I do now?
Man who sleeps with man who sleeps with men. You can't say homosexual or gay or Or the Q word.
Oh, and even that's in question, if no pun intended, but it's questioning or queer. And I jokingly say, you know, queer was not a good thing to be when, you know, back in the 70s. So, you know, why do we go back to these things that are just, it's just crazy. But here's something I want you to explain to me. All right, you ready for this? You're going to need a notepad, all right?
Okay.
So this young man who's writing this article, this is where it threw me off, and I needed help here. It says trans people, now think about that, trans people can be straight, bisexual, lesbian, gay, asexual, pansexual, queer, and just about anything else. The first one that tripped me up is, how can a trans person be straight? I'm not trying to honestly make fun of them. I'm saying straight in the pure sense of the word straight is what they call it now, cisgen, I guess. Right? You got the male parts, you're male, and you like females. That's straight,
well,
isn't
it? Cisgen actually means you're born and you're born and right for the body that's most suited to what you actually are.
Okay.
So if you're supposed to be a man and you have male things, then you're cisgen, apparently. But it's used, that's used as a slang term, like a bastardized term now. It's used as an insult.
Really? Okay. But do you see what I'm saying? You know, again, if somebody honestly wants to sit here and be respectful, this is so confusing.
It's totally confusing. And, you know, for me, this has been my question forever, that if you are, you know, let's be fair. You're saying you're born in the wrong body.
You got to hit this on the other side of the break. But I really do want to talk this honestly. Because people are asking the question. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andy Gidd joins us. Don't go far. He's going to try to help me figure this out. He may not be able to do it either. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to bring on my friend and special unicorn color? I don't even know. I mean, this story's got me, like, so confused, I don't know what to do. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. We start the weekend off together, so to speak. And, yeah, to go over some of the crazy. I mean, again, like I said to you, even if you want to be respectful, it's so confusing. And you started it in on, because the question I asked, if you're just joining us, is University of Nebraska says that you have to stop using oppressive gender binary terms. And we're back to that again. But the one that got me crazy, because I can't rectify it in my head no matter what I do, it says that trans people can be straight. Now, I've always been taught, if they change the dictionary meaning again, I'm going to pop here. But I always thought a straight person was just a male who liked and wanted to have sex with females. That, to me, was straight and vice versa. But you're going to enlighten me, right?
It's overcomplicated, but it is simplistic, because the ideology is that if you're born a male and you feel you should have been a female and you have reassignment surgery and become a female in order to have sex with men, that you're then heterosexual. Even though you were born a male, you've had the sex change to female, and you're having sex with another man. So then if you're born a female, and you believe that you should be male, then you have gender reassignment surgery to become a man. I really have no idea how they do that. But then you're having sex with women. You're not a lesbian. You're actually heterosexual. Well, I'm going to blow your mind even further, Joe, because you know, I have friends that have transitioned, and you know, if you're an adult and you want to mutilate your body, that's up to you. But my question is, if you are born a man and feel that you're a woman, and then you have the gender reassignment surgery to become a woman, why can't you just call yourself a woman? Why just call yourself a trans woman? Why can't you just be a woman?
Okay. I don't... Sure. You know, I'm with you, but I'm so I look at all this stuff and I go, okay, I can't. All right, so a trans person can be straight bisexual, lesbian, or gay. So if...
Or unicorn.
If, yeah, the unicorn part kind of actually, of everything on here, makes sense. That's the easiest one to deal with, right? So, but I'm saying this is why we're so confused with some of these terms. And it's funny because the group that keeps telling us we should stop labeling people labels everybody. Don't they?
Yes. Yes, unfortunately. but don't label me in with them because, you know, as you know, I gave my fight back that batch back.
Yeah, yes, yes. All right, so you're not part of their words, not mine. You're not part of the LGBTQIAPP+ group.
No.
And then they say they... Now, I didn't even know this word existed. They said... but the guide explicitly points out that ally is not included. I didn't know there was such a thing as an ally.
Yeah. But if you support any of the above, I can't even be bothered to go through an acronym because I haven't had a drink yet. if you support that, you're an ally.
Yeah, but no, my friend, you are incorrect because the article goes on to say that allies are not part of the communities they help. The definition declares that a person should not self-identify as an ally, but show that they're one. Did it explode?
Can we talk about flexible rostering in Europe or something a little bit less complicated?
Well, that's what I mean. For some of you who tuned in for the first time, I do this all the time just to show how this doesn't make any sense. This is crazy. They throw this stuff at us.
It's because you're homophobic, isn't it? That's what
it is. Yeah, I can't even spell it, dude. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even have gay people as guests on your show.
Well, you know, apparently you're not either because, you know, I only have people I pay to be on. Did your check clear yet? Because I've even heard that one.
No, so, it didn't, but I could have done with it today, I tell you.
So tell me. tell me what you think about this one. New York teachers no longer have to be literate. Now, the New York State Board of Regents, which supervise public education, has decided it will no longer be necessary for would-be teachers to pass an academic literacy skills test. The reason? The test was producing racially disparate results. That's right. Only 41% of black candidates and 46% of Hispanic candidates had passed the exam on their first attempts, compared to 64% of white Caucasians. So here's how it works. I guess if you're somebody of color, this proves, I mean, if you're white, that you're smarter than Hispanics and blacks. I mean, this is kind of what they're saying, right? That a white person has a leg up or something? And what about the kids?
Well, I know I'm smarter than the average bear, but I don't know if I'm smarter than the average ethnic person. Isn't this just... You can tell that the New York has like a libtard mayor and a libtard governor. I'm not allowed to use that word on this show.
You can use whatever you want to, because I just sent them to your website anyhow afterwards. So.
Good, yeah. You can find me at XanderGibbett, idontgiveacrap.com.
Well, and this is the Department of Education. These are the people that are responsible for making sure your kids learn. That they get a good education. However, the teacher they have may not be as smart as them, may not have the same education that they originally got or something. But, I mean, to think that your teachers, that they're going to dumb down the test because blacks and Hispanics can't score higher, how about doing some classes for them?
Exactly.
Is it so the white guy or the white people scored higher, which means the test is, think about what they're saying. So a test that the majority of the people that took did well on, but it's too hard for two dumber groups or something?
We're back to this. I can never remember the phrase. I think it's because it infuriates me. So, you know, when they promote black people to jobs, they call it positive reinforcement in the UK. What's it called here?
Affirmative action.
Affirmative action. It's kind of like it's a similar ideology to that. But for me, let's face it, if you're going to be a teacher, the thing that you need to be able to do is teach, surely.
and shouldn't you be able to teach yourself how to pass a test?
Yeah, exactly. But not in a liberal ruled state, clearly.
Well, that's not producer Tammy said, how do these people get through college? That's a good point.
I don't know, but what I would want someone teaching my kids, And I'm talking about the goat variety. But I went once to someone teaching my kids that wasn't qualified or experienced or was illiterate.
Yeah, can you imagine somebody saying to you, this is your teacher, and this is your son's teacher, and by the way, he only got a 46 on a teacher's exam. Are you good with that?
No, definitely not. I want my kids, I don't have any kids, you know, as I said, apart from the goats that live in the yard, but I wouldn't want my children taught by someone that wasn't going to kind of better them, for want of a better phrase.
No, I you know what, tonight is going to be, I should call it Freaky Fridays. I really should. Because, all right, so here's another one for you. New York Daily News says, columnist wrote, stop saying God bless you when I sneeze. You know why? It's religious discrimination. So Ariel Scott of the New York Daily News took on the most important topic of the day, whether we should say God bless you or not to each other when we sneeze. Now, the vast majority of people who say God bless you do so because they're attempting to be nice. They're acknowledging that you've had some sort of physical expression or discomfort, even, you know, it's just instinctive. And they're really just simply trying to say, hey, hope you're okay, hope you're doing well, right? Well, the writer says, no, not true. It's a form of religious discrimination. You know, why would you bless an atheist? An atheist doesn't want to be blessed. Why would, God, you got on, these people have got on their minds. They've just lost it. Do you know any of your friends that might be atheists that would be insulted if you said God bless you after they sneezed?
No.
They
would
look
say,
at you.
I don't believe in God, so don't bless me. They would be, thank you. I do know some people that are atheists, but I think it's actually become so much a part of the vernacular as a courtesy, you know, as a nicety, that I don't think people think about it in religious terms. And if they do, then, you know, clearly they voted for Hillary Clinton.
And that would be Xander at XanderGive.com if you have any comments or questions.
Xander at IDon'tGiveACrap.com.
There you go. Thank you for cleaning that up. Now, I look at this stuff, and it's constant for me. It's constant in the way they keep attacking these things. You know, and
you know why, don't you?
I'm right now, at one point I thought I did. I don't anymore. It just totally eludes me. Help me.
Because
save me.
For 8 years, we had this country ruled by a fool who encourages this kind of BS. And it's become part of the everyday.
You have to vent on the other side of the break. We got to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Come on back. Xander Gibbs got a lot more to say right after the break.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me today, and just for him, I'm going to play this. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you who actually believe that St. Patrick was Irish.
That's Riverton. That's not Irish. You should have played something in the shady nook one moon that they left
leprechaun. Keep it clean. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you say. We have a good time on the show. We appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you were talking about how we had 8 years of the nut job, of the administration that...
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I just feel like I encouraged all this liberal lunacy. You know, I'm all for a civil discourse, and I'm all for kind of, you know, agreeing to disagree. But some, you know, did you know me when I was a Democrat? I hope I wasn't that bad, really. If I was, I'm sorry. You know.
You had just recently converted, and you were still kind of pretty excited about it at the time.
Converted.
You like how I did that?
So, I saw the light.
Yeah, right. You came over to the side of righteousness, as they say.
I did.
Yeah. So, just do a couple of rapid fire things with you. I want to have some fun with you here. The judge in Hawaii, you know, the one who said that this was just a thing they had to do with Muslims and all this other stuff, and he had all kinds of wonderful things to say about Donald Trump. Do you know how many refugees that Hawaii will accept or has accepted from other countries?
Zero.
You are correct.
But there's nothing to win.
Did you know that Obama has big besties with the judge that signed the order for him, and Obama was in Hawaii at the time that was signed?
I know. We were talking about that. Well, it's, you know what? It's in the playbook, right? I mean, Clinton and, what's her name, Lynch, when they got together. I'm sure Obama and this guy were talking about Grant. Oh, no, he doesn't have any. Never mind. We'll have to come up with something different. That would have been great, though, wouldn't it? If they grabbed Obama and he said, "Oh, we're just talking about our grandchildren."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. You know, like Hillary and like Bill and what's her name, Loretta Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just it's constantly something. I mean, and again, you've got Brazil comes out and says, you know, she lied and it was okay. Harry Reid comes out and says he lied, it was okay. I mean, this is not a virus. It's a way of life for these people, is it not?
Is. And isn't it concerning that, you know, James Comey can let Hillary Clinton walk away for free, but my friend Christian Saucier is in prison for a year for doing less than a thousandth of what Hillary did. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely disgusting.
And they don't see anything wrong with it. There's no thought that there might be some kind of issue with it. You know? I don't know.
Into what I said, though, because if you tell people that wrong is right often enough, they're going to believe it.
Yeah, well, the low IQ people will believe it. The people that want to totally believe in their leadership or what have you. I think some people, though, the fringes are starting to get to the point where it doesn't matter what the left says. It doesn't, you know, even though they belong to that side, it doesn't matter what they say. They're not going to buy into it. I really think they're doing some damage to themselves, seriously.
I do, but let me ask you this. Do you think it will get to a point with this shadow government that Obama and Valerie Jarrett are setting up that they will be arrested for treason? Because as far as I'm concerned, running a shadow government to overthrow the president is treason.
And you know what? I would love to see that happen. But I think that again, the low information voters would go out of their minds if he was. Even if you had proof positive, this is what he was doing. Even if you had proof positive, you know, pictures. If you did some wiretapping, you know what I'm saying? And you really knew what they were doing, what they had going on, and how they were doing it. I'm not sure that those others, you know, 60 million voters who voted for Hillary wouldn't come out of the woodwork to defend them. Think about it.
I want Barry and Hillary to, you know, share a cell. Put them in the same cell. Put James Comey in the one next door because he has a level of culpability in all of this as far as I'm concerned because he let a criminal walk away. If our FBI cannot, enforce the law, what is the point? Sweep it all clean. Get rid of every Obama appointee. Get that swamp drained and fill it with people that are going to do the job and support your values.
I would get a small panel together really quick and I'd say, okay, guys, I want to go department by department. I want to go room by room. I want to go office by office. And if anybody even knows how to spell the word Obama, they're gone. All right? We're going to replace everybody.
It's interesting you say about a panel because in some countries it would actually be called a firing squad.
I didn't say anything about guns. They could choose.
No, I know you didn't, but I'm saying that in some countries where there are dictatorships, you wouldn't get that choice.
Oh, no. You're right.
The gun.
Oh, they would take some of the stuff that's been said. They would take you outside the parking lot, shoot you, and leave you there for the pigeons.
So be grateful, Snoop Dogg Dogg, and Woof Woof, your nephew, whatever it's called. Be grateful we live in a country that operates as a democracy, or you would be in trouble.
Well, you're kind of in that entertainment world, too, at times. I mean, does Snoop Dogg even have a career left? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I remember hearing about him. Is he anything now?
No, I don't. Well, he's had a couple. He does a podcast, and you know, puts out a song every so often, but I don't have any respect for him. I mean, let's not forget, this guy's gone from zero to hero straight from death row. You know, he was on death row because he killed someone, and they got him off on a technicality. So I got no respect.
Really? Now, see, because, you know, I get my heroes mixed up. You know, somebody asked me about Biggie Smalls the other day. I didn't even know who that was, but I don't want to sound too ignorant. But
you should say he's on the show on Friday night.
I see. I was close. I said, listen, the only time I hear those two words together is when I'm at McDonald's places in order. I don't know who this person is, you know?
Exactly.
It's kind of confusing, so.
Yeah, when I'm washing my laundry on the weekend.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to get away from that. Okay, you're good with that. I'm going to get so
yes,
all this conversation about, you know, how the Trumpers are violent, and this is, and all the guys on the right are the violent people. But yet it seems like every time you go to that anti-Trump rally or something like that, it's always the anti-Trumpers that are kicking the crap out of the pro-Trumpers or people that are just trying to walk by and get to where they're going. So earlier this week, Michael Savage was assaulted outside of a San Francisco restaurant, minding his own business. And the guy was, just
terrible.
Doing what he does on a regular basis, having dinner by himself with his dog, not bothering anybody. And, you know, was this covered on mainstream media? Because I had to go searching for it a couple days later. It started popping up in some places, but it wasn't covered by any of the hardcore, not with any real, not with any real depth, but any of the hard, mean, left-leaning, you know, news sources. Not a one. And this was a beating. You know why? Because it was an anti-Trumper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got no respect for the media. Thank God for independent media like your show and my show and others, you know, because otherwise people would not really find out what's going on.
No, but you had a while back when you were there, you were with the tribe, you have friends on the left or had friends on the left. Were any of them, you think back now, were any of them capable of doing this? Were any of them this violent?
No.
They weren't. Or was it just under the surface? What do you think?
I don't think liberalism is a mental disorder, but I don't think every liberal is violent.
Okay. I don't either.
Do you?
No. I think that when people get ginned up, when people are really irritated about something, and you've never really taught them, what do? We put up that picture of Joe Biden. Was it, whose son was it that got caught?
Tim Kaine.
Yeah. So Tim Kaine's son, you know, got arrested for being violent at one of those protests. And then you had Vice President Pence's son, who's, you know, in a military uniform. And when you put them up side by side, you have to say to yourself, is this the way that conservatives and liberals bring up their kids? And then we had that other one with the young lady at CPAC. She was 11 years old. She was more articulate than most 25 to 35 year olds that I know.
Right.
And talked about why, you know, you saw that clip. And the same thing with We pulled up the pieces where you had that young kid at the anti-Trump rally, you know, wonderful little liberal boy, that was swearing and flipping the bird off, and his parents were very proud of it. It's a different way of thinking.
His father was a comedian. Did you know that? His father was a well-known comedian.
That I did not know. Hopefully he's not proud of him.
Hopefully not, Joe.
But I know it's just two examples, but it seems like this is the norm. And by the way, we're running up on the time, so if you got something to say, say it quickly. You got about 30 seconds.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really? That's how you're going to end the segment? All right. Hopefully you got a green shirt on. I don't want to know what color underwear you have, and let people know where they can find you.
Let's go there. Xandrika.com. The show is weeknight, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come join us on Facebook. All are welcome, except to rhinos and lizards.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the real side of GCN Live. Look, at top of the hour, you've got to reset your Facebook if that's how you're watching. Otherwise, come on back. Donald Trump. The Wall Street Journal says that Donald Trump had a long affair with a Playboy playmate, yet they still can't tell me who Obama dated in high school. I'm just really irritated about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back shortly.